Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. For nearly 50 years, the number one name in large ensemble jazz music was Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington and his orchestra were leaders in class, sophistication, and musicianship, with innovative arrangements and a nearly inexhaustible collection of tunes written by the Duke himself. I'm devoting this hour to the music of Duke Ellington and paying close attention to the many singers that stood on his bandstand. Coming up, we'll hear the Duke alongside his vocalists like Ivy Anderson and Herb Jeffries, and other well-known stars like Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby. It's Duke Ellington and the Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
Pulls that gal around, down by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't have gone so far. From here, I got the St. Louis blues. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far away from me. Thank you. And I love my baby till the day I die.
Bing Crosby, alongside Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1932, performing W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. This is quite an impressive vocal display from Crosby, who sounds more like Louis Armstrong and less like the crooner from his later years. This recording, more than any other, is proof that Crosby was a jazz pioneer. He was the only popular white singer who could swing, scat, and keep up with the black jazz artists of the day, all while still maintaining that light Crosby charm. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the music of Edward Kennedy, or Duke, Ellington, and the many vocalists who sang with his venerated orchestra over the years. Ellington worked with at least 50 different singers over the course of a career that spanned nearly five decades. So certainly, over the course of the next hour, there's no way I'll begin to even scratch the surface of Ellington's output with vocalists. I will, however, try to give a general overview, the view from 20,000 feet, starting with some of his most important big band singers, and ending with some of his collaborations with already established talent. We'll begin with the first name in Ellington vocalists, Ivy Anderson. Ivy Anderson started out as a singer in New York's Cotton Club and became Ellington's go-to vocalist for all of the 1930s, recording over 50 songs with Duke Ellington. She left his band in 1942 after suffering from asthma, and she retired from singing altogether. Many of Ellington's famous sides feature Anderson at the microphone, and we'll begin with one of those now. I'll follow this one up with some other female vocalists from Ellington's orchestra. But first, here's Duke Ellington and Ivy Anderson with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing on Afterglow.
What da do, da da do, da da do. Thank you. To find the quickest way to get to Harlem. If you should take the A train, you'd find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming. Ooh, ooh. Can't you hear? The rails are humming. Get with it. Take the A train. You'd find you get where you're going if you hurry. Start blobber to your dub, sweat blobber to your dub, ooly poo. Should do it to your dub, sweat blobber, dub, shabby doo doo ow. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't be mad at me. Oh, pop, shabam, cookie mop. Shabby ooby dooby ooby doo wow. Sway, sway, be doo your doo cha cha ba da blabba to your day. Hey, oh, too. Sway, blabba dooby dooby doo. Sway, dooby dooby, sway, be doo doo. Shabby doo dooby doo your doo. Sway, blabba doo your doo. Shooby doo. Hey, doo. Sway, blabba doo your doo. Sway, 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 doo your doo. Hey, blabba doo your doo. Sway, blabba doo your doo. Blabba doo your doo. Hey, oh, do. Sha, sha, ba, da. Hey, blabba, do ya, da, swa, swa, ba, do. Blabba, do ya, 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 I ain't much to look at, ain't nothing to see. I've got a train waiting for me, I'm waiting for the train.
Three female vocalists from Duke Ellington's orchestra. Just now we heard singer Betty Roche with Duke Ellington and his orchestra doing a slightly truncated version of Billy Strayhorn's hit song, Take the A-Train. That was from 1952. Before that, we heard Joya Sherrill, who sang with Ellington mostly during the war years, performing Ellington's song, I'm Beginning to See the Light. And starting that set, the original female vocalist from Ellington's orchestra, Ivy Anderson, in 1932, with the song, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Those last three songs all originated in Ellington's orchestra, and they all later became jazz standards. But there's another type of song that Ellington became known for, what I'm calling the wordless rhapsody. There were a number of female singers who sang these wordless showcase songs, beginning with Adelaide Hall in 1927 and continuing through the Swedish chanteuse Alice Babs in the 1960s and 70s. I'll play three wordless pieces right now, and we'll begin with singer Kay Davis in 1949. This is a song that Adelaide Hall first sang with Duke Ellington in 1927. Here is The Creole Love Call on Afterglow. Swedish singer Alice Babs with Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1966, doing a wordless version of the Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn tune Satin Doll. Before that, we heard a wordless scat from a singer named Baby Cox doing the Duke Ellington classic The Mooch from 1928. That was the only time that Cox ever sang with Ellington. And starting that set, we had singer Kay Davis in 1949 doing Ellington's first wordless melody, The Creole Love Call. There are a few other female singers who I won't get to this hour, like Dolores Parker and even Ethel Waters, but I want to turn now to the male singers from Ellington's orchestra. Now, there are also some male singers who I won't get to, including the great Ozzie Bailey, Jimmy Grissom, and even Ray Nance, who actually pulled triple duty in Ellington's orchestra by singing, playing trumpet, and playing the violin. The singers I do want to focus on are the Ellington baritones, Herb Jeffries and Al Hibbler. Both Herb Jeffries and Al Hibbler possessed a smooth, rich baritone voice, and each were capable of even singing the blues. Jeffries worked with Ellington in the early 1940s before going solo in 1942, and that's when Al Hibbler, probably the bluesier of the two, took over. I'll play a song from each of them now, beginning with Herb Jeffries' biggest hit. This is Herb Jeffries and Duke Ellington with Flamingo on Afterglow.
Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me. Flamingo,
thank you. do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
Al Hibbler, with Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1948, performing Ellington's song Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Before that, we heard Herb Jeffries in 1940 with Flamingo. Coming up after a break, we'll hear from some more established stars who made guest spots singing with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at singers who worked with Duke Ellington's orchestra this hour, and here's one from 1961, a voice I'm sure you'll recognize.
Baby, take me down to Duke's place. Wildest box in town is Duke's place. Love that piano sound in Duke's place. Saxes do their tricks in Duke's place. Fellas swing their chicks in Duke's place. Come on, get your kicks in Duke's place. Take it, Duke. Thank you. place. Take your tootsies into Duke's place. Life is in the swim in Duke's place. Down to Duke's place now. Come on down, I said, to Duke's place.
Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington, featuring Barney Bigard on clarinet from the 1961 album The Great Summit, performing Duke's Place, a version of Ellington's song Sea Jam Blues, but with words. We're looking at singers who sang with Duke Ellington this hour, and I'm going to focus the rest of the hour on the established stars who took a turn fronting Duke's famous orchestra. By the mid-1950s, after the big band had seen its heyday, Ellington no longer employed a full-time singer in the traditional sense. Rather, he spent time working with a variety of singers like Alice Babs, Frank Sinatra, and Della Reese. In 1957, Duke recorded an album of his music with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, called, appropriately, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook. I'll play a track from that album now. Here's Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald with Caravan on Afterglow.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I
desert caravan. Night, 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 and stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan.
got it bad, and that ain't good.
Rosemary Clooney singing with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1956 from their album Blue Rose. That was Ellington's song, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Before that, we heard another Ellington song. That was Caravan, sung by Ella Fitzgerald in 1957. Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald performed quite a bit together in the 1960s, both live and in the studio. I have one more song for this hour, and it's a long one, but it's one of the most moving performances of a singer working alongside Duke Ellington. It comes from one of Ellington's extended jazz orchestral suites, Black, Brown, and Beige, a musical parallel to the African-American experience. Ellington originally wrote this piece in 1943, where it premiered at Carnegie Hall. And one of the melodies from Black, Brown, and Beige was called Come Sunday, written in the style of a spiritual. In the 1943 version, it was performed by saxophonist Johnny Hodges, but when Ellington re-recorded the suite in 1958, lyrics were added. In that recording, it was sung stunningly by the great gospel icon Mahalia Jackson. I'll play that recording now. Here's Mahalia Jackson with Duke Ellington performing Come Sunday on Afterglow.
Lord, dear Lord of love, God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through. from dawn till sunset. Men work hard all day. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day.
Gospel superstar Mahalia Jackson with Come Sunday from the 1958 recording of Black, Brown, and Beige by Duke Ellington. And thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.